Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar. I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought from Michal Zolber in his Sefer V'yam Darach. We know that in the Haftarah, Yirmiyah Navi is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Chorban is beginning, and as Yushalayim is falling to pieces, he is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and purchase a brand new field. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him exactly how to purchase it. We learn a lot of halakhas from this field that Yirmiyah Navi purchased in different Gemaras and Baba Basra Kedushin. And Yirmiyah Navi unquestioningly listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makes a purchase. But when it's over, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tremendous tefillah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in the middle of destroying Yerushalayim. Everything's falling apart. Why now did you see it fit for me to go and buy a new field? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this symbolizes how there'll come a day when Bnei Yisrael will return and people will again be buying and living in Eretz Yisrael. Now in this amazing tefillah of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, so he says the following words, Gedoyel Ha'etza, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the great planner, the Rav Alilia, and you're in charge of all the actions. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one that decides everything what's going to happen. Asher einecha pekuchos al kol darkei adam. You pay close attention to all the ways of men. Losseis leisht kedrachav, to give a person according to how he went, uchafri ma'alolav, and fruit of his actions. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're mashkiach, and you give everybody schar toy for those that deserve it, and anish for those that deserve to have a punishment. The question is, says Michal Zolber, a beautiful kasha, he says, you know, normally, this pasuk that we just mentioned from the Haftarah is actually incorporated into the Siddur by Yerachem, Hashem Yerachem. Someone has a close relative that dies, and they need a rice kriya, they say Baruch Da'ina Emes, this psukim of tziduk hadin, of accepting how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right in whatever he does. And one of the psukim which is said is this pasuk in the Haftarah, Gedol Ha'etza, Rav Alilia, Asher, again, Asher Einecha Pekuchos Al Kol Darkei Adam, Lotis L'ish Kedracha V'Kfir Ma'alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything you do, you know what you're doing, you're in charge. So this pasuk is said when Chas V'Shalom, someone has a terrible calamity befall them, and they need to deal with it in a Yiddish way. This is how Torah teaches us to deal with it. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what you're doing. Hatzur Tamim Fa'alei. However, L'chayri Yirmiyah Navi for years has been giving Musar to Klai Yisrael, warning them, foretelling them that there's going to be a Chorban Beis HaMikdash if they are not Mischazik. He warned them so many times. He begged them to repent, and they didn't do it. And now Yerushalayim is falling apart. What's his big shock? Why does Yirmiyah Navi have to go along and say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what you're doing, Gedolah Eitzah, after you makabal it? This is literally obvious to anybody who looks to know what's going on. What's going on? They're going to Golas because of their Averis. What's the question? Why does he have to do this whole fancy pasuk from Tzidah Kadin? And also, in the same pasuk that we mentioned, it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach and everything. How does that come in over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach, Gizchar Taif to those who do good, and Ra for those who Ra. What's this Chadosh to Yirmiyah Navi over here? Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, Yizayin Amud Beis, Yudches Amud Aleph, has that famous, tremendous, inspiring, terrible story of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, who was teaching Torah b'Rabim, when it was against the law by the Romans, if you were caught teaching Torah, you'd be burnt. And Chanina ben Tradyan continued to teach Torah, and they wrapped him to say for Torah, like you say in Kinnis, on Tisha B'Av, and on Yom Kippurim, and Musaf, and he was killed. But the Gemara describes the story in detail. The Gemara says, Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, why actually did this einish happen to him? So the Gemara says, because he would commonly pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name which you're not allowed to say. Look at Rashi, which name it's referring to. And Rashi even says that he would do things, he would create things by mentioning Hashem's name. So the Gemara says, how is it mutter? So the Gemara explains why it was really mutter for Rav Chanina ben Tradyan to pronounce Hashem's name. So why did he get a punishment? Says the Gemara, because he did it before Hezkiah. He did it in public. Should have kept it under wraps, quiet, with nobody seeing. Or Rashi says maybe even since somebody might watch him, he shouldn't have done it at all. Then the Gemara says it was Nigzan, Rav Chanina ben Tradyan's wife. She should be killed. I assume it means by sword. Why? Says the Gemara, because she wasn't meichet to her husband. The Gemara says it was Nigzan, Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, that his daughter, should be sent away to live in a kuba shel zoynis. in an immoral home, immoral house. He had another daughter we know that married Rabbi Meir, Bruria, but this is a sister of Bruria. Says the Gemara, this daughter was put into Kubash al Zayas. Eventually the Gemara says a whole story, how Rabbi Meir got her out of, Rabbi Meir Balanes got her out of this Kubash al Zayas. Now the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches, why did this girl have this happen to her? What was her einish? So the Gemara says, because she was once walking, and some Roman legionaries or whatever, great Roman guys, Yimach Shemam, saw her, and they said, oh, look how she's walking, she's doing this really fancy walk. And when she heard that, she, maybe we can say subconsciously, improved her walking. She like tried to walk a little bit nicer, and to have like fancy footsteps. And Rashi says, Kol kvuda bas belach prima, this is not something to be showing off to Roman officers, and therefore she was sent to Kubash HaZoinus. Now, the Gemara says that Rebbe says an amazing thing. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi says an amazing thing happened to them. These three great tzaddikim, they each said a pasuk, the Gemara says, as they were being led to their punishment, a pasuk which was so perfect and befitting, says Rebbe, that you see how great these tzaddikim were. Why? Rebbe Chaim and Tragen said the pasuk at Surah Tavon Pa'ale as he was being taken away to be burnt in the Sefer Torah. His wife said the pasuk, Gichol Drachav Mishpat, Kelamuna Vein Avel Sarek B'Yashrohu. And what did the daughter say? The daughter says, the Gemara said, our pasuk from the Haftarah. G'dorle Eitza, V'rava Aliliya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the great plans, the great advice. You're in charge of all the actions in the world. Sharinacha Bakuches are called Darkei Adam, Lassis Ish Gedrochav, Kapri Ma'alov. And Rashi says, why did she say this pasuk? Because in this pasuk it mentions, Darkei Adam, Lassis Ish Gedrochav, referring to the way they go, Darach, the way they're treading. So she says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you paid attention to my treading, and I deserve to get what I got. And again, the Gemara is Meshabeach, what they each one of them said. And on Masha, on this Gemara of Avodah Zarah, goes through each one of what they each said, Rabbi Chaim ben Tragen, his line, why it was so befitting for him to say, Atzor Tamim Pa'aloi, why the wife of Rabbi Chaim ben Tragen, why it's befitting what she said, Kelamunu Ve'inovel, Salik V'yashuhu, Ayin Shama Masha. We want to focus on the pasuk in Haftarah. The daughter said, this pasuk from Haftarah, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that Yerushalayim is falling apart. This pasuk of Gdol Eitz of Rav Aliliya says the Mashah, you know what she meant when she said this pasuk? She was actually referring to three things. She was referring to her father, to her mother, and to herself. For her father, she says, Gdol Eitz. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that my father is being killed, this is Gdol Eitz. What's good? It's a great Eitzah. What's a great Eitzah? So Mashah explains that we know that there were supposed to be Asara Arugi Malchus, with a deep plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some great plan in the Bria of Asara Arugi Malchus. And my father is one of them. So this is part of the Gedola Eitzah. Mashah says even deeper, says even more. He says, Gedola Eitzah is, there was an Eitzah Amuka, says the Mashah, a deep, deep plan, from the time of Avraham Avinu. Because we find that when Yosef's brothers were selling him, and from that the Midrash say, as the Einish for having sold him, that Sarugi Malchus happened, that was all part of the Eitzah Amuka. Now, why is it called Eitzah Amuka? So if you look in Rashi, in Parshas Vayeshev, you'll find that Rashi says, Pasuk says, that Yaakov told Yosef, go check how your brothers are doing. Sorry, it was the other way around. Right? Yosef went to find his brothers. Go check out how your brothers are doing. So he sent him from Shechem, and he sent him towards Shechem, and he sent him, and they were in Chevron then, so he went from Chevron to Shechem. The Pasuk says, Vayeshalcheu me'emek Chevron. He sent him from the valley of Chevron. Frek Rashi from the Medrash, Chevron is a very, very tall mountain. It's not a valley. So why does it say he sent him from Emek Chevron? Says Rashi, Me'etza Amuka shall Oisei Tzadik, from the deep plan of Avraham Avinu, of Yedoya Tedek, Yigeri Yezarach of Eretz Yisrael. It says all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, or Avraham's plan, to send the Shvatim and Klal Yisrael down to Mitzrayim. So going back to Mashah says that there was the Eitza Amuka, that's a Lashon, Gedor LeEitza. He says, my father, who who is being killed in a moment, as a saru gimalchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know that's all part of your eitzah, the eitzah amuka of Rishbein Avsarim, that the Shvatim should take Yosef and send it, and then they're going to get punished by having a saru gimalchus. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge of everything. The Rav Lilia, so Masha explains that's going on the mother. Masha has two pshat and why it goes on the mother, and then the Masha says that of course the end of the pasuk, which he speaks about, he called that your drachav is toiv. Al kol bnei adam is referring to how she walked, like Rashi said. We want to focus on this gedola eitza. The lashon of gedola eitza or eitza amuka in Rashi and Parshas Vayeshev sounds like it was an eitza of Avram Avinu. It wasn't just Hashem's plan on them. It was Avram Avinu's plan. What's going on? So the Kli Yochar in Parshas Vayeshev says an amazing thing. Kli Yochar on that pasuk of Yishachayim Me'im Mechevin says the Kli Yochar. The Medrash tells us Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Avram Avinu, what do you choose for your descendants when they sin? Do you want them to go to Gehenim or do you want them to go to Golus? And the truth is, says the Kli Yochar, it's truth. It's a true thing. When we sin, Hashem didn't punish us in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem evicted us from Eretz Yisrael. And the Lashon of the Medrash is Hashem said to Avram Avinu, do you want Gehenim or do you want Sheba Malchus? Avram Avinu said, I want Sheba Malchus. Says the Kli Yochar, you know why? Gehenim, that will be the end of them. Sheba Malchus is a kapara. What's a kapara? The kapara is of Sheba Malchus, without the Gehenna, without the Tzaris, the emotional change of being the greatest nation in the world, to being the chosen people, and falling down to being the lowest of the low, to becoming a nirduf, from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, that is the biggest fall in the world. Now in Mishle, in Sefer Mishle, Gehenna is called Amek. It's called Sheol Amuka. But Avraham Avinu said, instead of going to Sheol Amuka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want my children to be in Sheol Amuka. I want them to have a different type of Amuka, a different type of downfall, not falling into Gehenim. I want them to fall from their greatness into Chutz Laaretz, where they'll be ashamed, embarrassed, lowly. That will be their Amuka. So Avraham Avinu's Eitzah Amuka, says the Kli Yochar in Parshas Vayeshev, was that instead of choosing that his people should be Yarshay Gehenim, instead they're going to be a different type of Amukah. Not the Gehenim Amukah, they're going to have Amukah of going into Chutz Laaretz. And that's why whenever we sinned, says the Kli Yochar, we have to be thrown out of the highest land in the world. Eretz Yisrael's Gevoyim Mikol Aretz, Chazal say, whatever that means. The highest place in the world, thrown out and thrown down to something very low. And that's what actually I'm thinking right now. They were thrown by Yish Rishon, Mamish Rari Gishmak, they were thrown to Bavel, which is Mamish Amak. Everybody knows. Rashi says that all the Mesim Midbar went to Bavel, it's the lowest place. So they went from the highest to the lowest. And that is the Eitzah Amuka. And that's the Lashon Eitzah Amuka. The Eitzah of Avraham Avinu, he suggested, because Baruch Hu spoke it out, Hashem was encouraging Avraham Avinu to choose this, that whenever Chai Yisrael sinned, this is where they're going to be going. Comes out, says R' Michal Zilber in the Sefer B'Yam Darach, it comes out that Chai Yisrael, the fact that every single time we go to Golus, it really saves us. And it's really part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's great master plan. So if somebody does an Avera, Lamashal, she looked at her father, she knew there was some Avera right now, the daughter of Chidim and Tradian. But she says this pasuk, she says, I know there's an Avera. There's Avera by my father, something. There's some Avera by my mother, because she wasn't Maicha, the Gemara says. And by herself, she knows for sure what her Avera is. She knows her Avera. She says, there's something in my step. She's referring to that in the pasuk that she quotes. However, she still, even though she knows why it's happening, she still says this pasuk. She says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I know I did a sin and this is what's happening, but it's all part of your master plan. Gedoy le'etza. It's all part of your deep, deep etza amuka. V'rav alilios. It's all part of your great actions. And alila, you know the word alila doesn't just mean actions. Alila is kind of like a libel, like setting someone up. Because Baruch, you arranged all this. Because Baruch, you're really running the whole world. You're the grandmaster. You're running everything. And of course, at the same time, you shouldn't say, oh, yidiya and bechira. So the pasuk continues and says, yes, every person gets what they deserve. But at the same time, Hashem, somehow, it's all part of your great master plan. And this plan is the plan of the Eitzah Amuka, which began from Avraham Avinu. That's why she, who is being matzik for what happened to her, also speaks about it just in huge terms, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan behind the whole world. Atzas Hashem, he sokum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, it's not just a nice suggestion. I think you should do this. No, it becomes part of the Metzias. Atzas Hashem Emela, we could go back to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. We asked the question, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he was speaking about the Churban for so long. He knew it was going to happen. So why is he all impressed or all surprised? And he's saying this pasuk, Hashem, listen, whatever you do is for the best. Yirmiyahu, you know why this happened. Yeah, but Yirmiyahu HaNavi was speaking about something else. Yes, they sinned. Yes, they deserve to have a punishment. But why Golus? Why are they going to Golus? Why can't they be punished in their land, like the Kliyakar said? The Tarot says that Klai Yisrael are descendants of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu chose the Eitz Amuka. And this is all part of the plan. That when we do something, we should have that downfall. But Klai Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim continues. And that will only happen if they go to Chutz Laaretz. And that's why in this Haftarah, in his speech, as the Churban is happening, he mentions the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I see Gedolah Eitz of Rav Eli, it's all part of the Eitz Amuka, that we should go to Golus. And we could just get a little bonus over here. Now, based on this, Rabbi Chazal Bershita answers also a very famous Mishnah. Pretty obvious Mishnah says, "Kol mi sheyesh biyadish shleisha dvarim alalu b'tamidish Avraham Avinu." If you have three good midas, the Mishnah explains the midas, you are tamid of Avraham Avinu. "V'shleisha dvarim acherim," you have three bad midas, and the Mishnah delineates the bad midas, "b'tamidish Avraham Avinu." Very good. The Mishnah goes on though and says, "Ma bein tamidish Avraham Avinu l'tamidish Avraham Avinu." What's the difference between the tamid of Avraham Avinu and tamid of Avraham Avinu? Says the Medrash, says the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos. Tamidah Shavam Avinu Oichlin Ba'ilam Azeh V'nechal Elam Abad brings a pasuk. Tamidah Shavam Arasha Yarshin Gehenem V'yordan Be'er Shachas Shenema V'ator Alikim Tidum Be'er Shachas Anchi Do'am Yirin Nachsi Yemeyev Ani Eftach Bach. Everybody asks, Maral asks on this Mishnah, what's the second half of the Mishnah for? We know that people do good things get Tzchar. Those who do bad things get Oynish. What's this Mishnah adding? The difference between Avram Avinu and Bilam Arasha's Tamidim? Isn't that last part obvious? No, according to what we said, it's very good. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that the Metzias, the Mahus of Tamid Devilim Arasha is their Yarshay Gehenim. And our Metzias, Klai Yisrael's Metzias, they're not Yarshay Gehenim. Avraham Avinu had an Eitza Amuka, a different type of Amuka, instead of having the Amuka of Gehenim, Amuka of Golias, the Amuka of falling from the highest high to the lowest to the low, but that's for our good, so we can stay Klai Yisrael. Good Shabbos.